is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Monday, February 17th. As it's after 11 o'clock in the morning, once again, this is C.A. Nuri. This show is brought to you by Click, Click Victory Fest. Join us Saturday, March 1st at Smugglers Square for an epic celebration of the 2024 Boxing Day and 2025 New Year's Day John Canoe winners, the Saxon Superstars. The John Canoe season may be over, but the celebration is just getting started. Enjoy music by Playhouse DJs, Lil Giant and DJ Tank, and performing live, Fanshawe and D-Mac. Let's celebrate the four straight Junk winners, Saxon Superstars. I'm not sure if you're aware that 2-4 Day is on the approach. What's 2-4 Day, Aaron?
2-4-2 Day. So 2-4-2 Day is a new concept, a new way to celebrate Bahamian Pride, right? 242 Day, 242 is our area code.
Okay.
It's a geographic descriptor.
It wasn't 809?
It used to be 809 when all of the Caribbean had the same area code, or okay, like the northern half of the Caribbean, we all had 809. Mm-hmm. But now we have our own area code, the archipelago of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
242.
Right? And so for me, I think that using a geographic construct to celebrate our pride as Bahamians is perhaps the most effective and least problematic way to do it.
So who proposes what is done for 242 Day? What has exactly happened?
Well, remember,
I know Guardian Radio celebrates 242 every year.
No. The station manager and host of Morning Blend is the originator of this concept.
Dwight
Strawn, he birthed this concept, right?
242 Day.
Right, if you have the flyer here.
Okay, go ahead, listen.
And that's just it. This is what he shared with me, that he felt like the geographic descriptor, right? 242, that we bound our area code, it bounds the archipelago, mm-hmm, that's a better construct or descriptor than, say, ethnicity, because Bahamians aren't just of African descent. Hmm. We got Bahamians of European descent. We got Bahamians of Asian descent, right? We got Bahamians of Chinese descent. And some of these ethnic groups have been in the Bahamas almost as long as Bahamians of African descent, hmm, right? And so, but it becomes contentious when there's a conversation going on right now about all these Chinese people having buildings in the inner city.
Yeah.
But what prevents a person who is Bahamian by nationality, Chinese by ethnicity, and whose family has been in the Bahamas for over 100 years, what prevents them from opening a business, right? What is supposed to disadvantage them compared to a Bahamian of African descent?
Let me move into that conversation soon, but that's remember, 242.
Right, so
okay, I see Ministry of Tourism have adopted the concept of 242 also, and they tend to do some activities in terms of celebrating the Bahamas during 242. But when is 242 officially? So people listen.
It is on the 24th day of the second month of the year.
And that makes 24-2.
Two.
Okay. And anything special? I mean, Guardian Radio does things.
Mm-hmm.
What does?
Well, with your assistance, Mr. Nuri, I'm trying to get 24 gifts to give away on Monday.
You want giveaway things again?
24.
Okay.
Or, I mean, if it don't work out, maybe just 2.4.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And that's part of the concept too, right?
Yeah.
That we give away, not we, people in the Bahamas, businesses, either do 24 things or 2.2 things. Or
the price items with 242.
you're celebrating the right. numbers 242.
Like you got a little like in-store special where you could have your price different from the other branches of the store. You could do find something and price it with that scheme.
Okay. Just read that so we can start my show today.
Which article?
This. The 242 thing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't read it on my show.
No, I'll be reading it here now. Read it again.
See, you could suck teeth. I could suck teeth too.
I see that. And you suck teeth long.
I want you all to know that suck teeth is a part of the test.
Oh.
How behavioral are you?
For the 24th?
Well, yeah, but any test.
Okay.
How you suck your teeth, that's a part. Somebody says suck your teeth. But they ain't going to say suck your teeth. They're going to say something to make you upset because they want to hear how you suck your teeth.
Is that an African thing or that's like a...
It's an African thing.
Okay. Because I know white Bahamians suck your teeth too.
Yeah, because...
They be an African side.
A lot of white Bahamians also have some African descent in them, you know.
So they mode form to suck teeth now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So.
Remember the song by, what the boy name? Nakaz?
Okay.
He say, my Grammy, she like pointing with her mouth. She like pointing with her mouth. That's Bahamian too. Picks your mouth.
Is that an African thing too? Or?
Yeah, but yes, it is an African thing. We have spent so much time here together, different ethnic groups, European descent people, Chinese descent people, that we have formed a distinct culture in this place.
Yeah. Okay.
So 242 Day, let's celebrate on Monday, February 24th. This and every 24th of February. That is the 24th day of the second month. Show your Bahamian pride. Fly your Bahamian flags. Wear Bahamas flag colors. Eat Bahamian foods. Create and listen to Bahamian music. Donate in sequences of 242. Do something 242 times or 2.42 times, etc. Merchants, consider pricing items at $2.42 or $24.20 or $242. Let's have fun.
Yes, we want everyone to participate in that. Starting the conversation now. You hinted to us there's a number of anti-Chinese rhetoric. But I don't want to start the conversation there. Just recently, a diplomat, an American diplomat, made a statement, said that they want, let's forget the right quote. Part of the quote was malign influence of U.S. adversaries. And I want to understand what that means, right? Oh, see there, U.S. embassy official decries China's malign influence. And I want to understand what kind of malign influence, or what is malign influence? What is what these Chinese people doing that is doing this malign influence to the Bahamas? Or in the Bahamas. And then I want to morph it into this new narrative where Bahamians are concerned that Chinese Bahamians are opening all kinds of stores and taking business, I guess, from black Bahamians. Because white Bahamians ain't complaining. Right? And then I'm not sure if Chinese Bahamians are opening in white neighborhoods or if there are any white neighborhoods anymore. Anyway, all of that we're going to investigate in terms of the verbiage. Should we be concerned about the verbiage and... Should we be concerned about the rhetoric that U.S. diplomats are issuing out? Should our Minister of Foreign Affairs get involved with it or let these big elephants fight amongst themselves and we sit there and just watch? And when they finish, whoever survives, we support them.
Such beautiful imagery. Mm-hmm. Where are they going to fight?
They can't fight here. Elephants can't fit in NASA.
That's what I say.
Let them fight in the United States or in cyberspace. War words. They're already talking.
Okay, I was wondering where those giants was going to fight here.
My point is, I don't think we should get involved in their war words. Then they could be war words and we start shouting and then nobody is listening. But I want you to read that U.S. embassy official decries China's malign influence, because I need to understand what malign influence is, because maybe I didn't recognize it. And if we Bahamians cannot recognize malign influence, then we may be doing a detriment to ourselves. So... Either we ask them, somebody give us some ideas of what they're doing.
Okay,
but so we can protect ourselves.
Could we start here?
Which way?
With definitions.
Definitions then. Go ahead.
All right. So AI says, do you know that by artificial intelligence?
Yes.
Him. Mm-hmm. He said, quote, malign influence, close quotes, is a term that describes harmful or evil actions that are intended to have an effect on a person, group, or nation. It can also refer to the activities of foreign governments or non-state actors that are intended to influence a country's politics, economy, or military.
So there's a thing.
No, it's not a thing.
You just get to read it from AI.
Listen to the words.
Go ahead.
How old are you? I'm 48. How old are you?
I'm 47.
I'm about to be 49.
You old.
Right, very old.
You're a senior citizen.
Old enough to remember when I didn't know words. Old enough.
Okay, read it again.
No, no. What does malign... say it
evil
word.
Intent.
Say, malign. No, no. Say malign influence.
Malign. Influence malignly. Yes. Malign influence. Go ahead.
That makes sense to you?
There's a definition.
I didn't ask you if there was a definition. You 48.
Yes.
Say the words, malign influence.
Malign influence.
They in quotations, you know, they go together.
Yes.
Not malign influence in and of itself. What that mean to you? Before you heard the definition, what does it mean to you?
It means evil and sinister manipulation.
You know what it mean to me?
What?
X. You know the big, fat, sharpie, red sharpie the teacher like to get to put a big X across your wig to show you they know you was playing all year and they ain't playing with you now?
What?
Malign influence. Anyway.
Okay, what the definition is on AI?
That's the AI definition. Congress defines foreign malign influence in 50 U.S.C. 3059F12 as a, quote, hostile effort undertaken by, at the direction of, or on behalf of, or with the substantial support of another government. Right?
So it's a government goes on influence.
To say, it goes on to say the government of Russia, Iran, North Korea, or da-da-da-da.
Or they have a list of malign influencers.
And this is from crsreports.congress.gov. So it's from a government website.
Okay. And they use the word adversaries. Government adversaries. Where is it? Let me read that thing. Yeah. Hold on. Very good. Yeah.
All right. So you want me to read from U.S. Embassy official decries China's malign influence or Caribbean, a key pillar of U.S. national
security. So we now know what a malign influence is. Now we know that China is listed as people who are malign influencers, along with Iran, North Korea, and some of the other countries they listed in that AI.
According to the U.S., it would be subjective, right?
The U.S. is our friends. Whatever they say is what it is.
That boy?
Big brother, yeah.
That's your friend.
That's our friend.
This boy here.
Big okay. boy.
No, I just checking. This one here.
The one who's afraid of it. He ain't nobody.
U.S. Embassy official decries China's malign influence. United States Embassy chargé d'affaires Kimberly Furnish said it is imperative.
Imperative.
That regional partners like the Bahamas.
Yes.
Quote, resist, close quotes.
Resist it?
No. Quote, resist, close quotes.
Oh, okay.
The, quote, malign, close quotes, influence of China, a country which she said makes big promises, mm-hmm. but, quote, delivers little, close quotes.
Promises, but deliver little.
I thought she was talking about Bahamian government for saying it.
That's okay, yeah.
Furnish made the remarks while speaking at the Grand Bahama Business Outlook conference on Thursday.
So that's about investments in the Bahamas. That's a good place to make these kind of statements. Go ahead. Especially for Grand Bahama, because Grand Bahama like crawling. But we can go and talk about Grand Bahama. This is a specific designated place. Time and place is important.
She used the opportunity to highlight the Trump administration's foreign policy agenda, which she said involves re-engaging in the Western Hemisphere and strengthening economic ties with nations closer to home.
That's good. I appreciate that.
You appreciate the acknowledgement that they are re-engaging?
That other administration didn't do it. If this administration plans to pledge to assist us in the Caribbean, they need to be embraced and celebrated. I like them.
When she mentioned, quote, reducing Chinese influence, close quotes, in the region in order to secure economic growth.
I'm listening.
There was a loud murmur in the crowd.
Caribbean people, at least Bahamians, get defensive. What you trying to say, woman? What you trying to say, woman?
I'm just reading the article.
No, I'm just interpreting.
You talking to me?
No, I was talking to you.
Okay.
I'm talking about the shoddy affairs.
All right.
And
all
why
right.
there is a murmur.
Quote, to ensure our mutual economic growth, it is also imperative that we address the challenges that threaten our shared values and interests.
We do have shared values. We are both Christian-ish nations.
Grab them by the...
Yeah, that's why I say ish.
No, no, that's a whole...
Yeah, but just saying...
No, that's not the ish part.
We all have sinned. Don't be judging people. No. All have sinned and shortfall of the glory of God. We're saying that we are pursuing Christianity. We ain't exactly Christian, but we're pursuing it. We have shared values.
I thought that was an official like sect within the sect who's grabbed them by...
That's okay. Sin exists.
Quote, at the forefront of our regional challenges is the malign influence of U.S. adversaries. Mm-hmm. However, as our regional partners grow capacity, we can more easily resist countries like China.
Resist them.
We is the part, we.
Yeah. Together with them. No problem. Let's see how we can partner together to resist China.
China promises much, but delivers little. Quote, making America great also means helping our neighbors, like the Bahamas, achieve greatness.
So you know people like us would talk about, we can't take no more deportation of non-Bahamians back to our country. We got to talk about that. Say, hey, if you want to help us, we ain't taking no more because you're crippling us. You're making us hurt. See, people need to enunciate that. Say, miss, I hear you. But if you're serious, don't send no more of those people from down south who claim they born here. Or you ain't talking to us. But then go ahead.
What if they were actually born here?
Being born here don't make you no citizen of the Bahamas. We know that.
I was just saying, you didn't say...
The point is, if they ain't get their citizenship, they ain't Bahamian. Keep them there. Find some other place.
Because I feel you about the part who... The people who pretend that they were born here, but they weren't actually born
Even
here.
Even if they're born here and they ain't get no citizenship, they ain't Bahamian.
But what if they do... Like, what if they actually do have citizenship?
Then they Bahamian. I mean, I'm saying.
Okay, good then, because...
I mean, I'm saying.
Some people still don't...
No, I mean, I'm saying. No. If they have the paper... They could come.
What if they don't have the paper yet?
Then they need to find some place to carry them, other than the Bahamas, or they ain't our friend, or the people who shipping them here ain't our friend. They ain't understanding us and our needs. They pretending. They malign influencers. That's what they could be. And go finish reading the article. Sorry.
So my eyes broke for a second. I'm back. Quote, to achieve this greatness involves working with trustworthy partners to improve infrastructure, ports, and transportation networks. Transportation, I am almost on, they said transportation networks, they almost got me there.
Yes, I don't understand that. Go ahead.
I mean, I understand it.
What are they trying to say?
Improve infrastructure, that means fix the roads, like when you have an accident and you pull down the traffic light, like you put it back up.
In Jamaica needed improved infrastructure, and no one built it. The Chinese came and built it. They need to invest and find people to build it. That's all they're saying.
And transportation networks.
And we've been asking for a bus line for a while. Help us out. Don't talk
that
it.
That ain't what they mean.
What do they mean? They want to come into our country on two boats?
I don't think so. Quote, the importance of trusted networks is made even more critical given local protections of over 6 million visitors to Grand Bahama by 2027. The importance of trusted networks, transportation networks, is made even more critical given local projections of over 6 million visitors to Grand Bahama by 2027. How many of those visitors, though, are like actually technically going to Grand Bahama, and how many are going to a key where the transportation will be owned or managed by the cruise port itself?
I'm not sure why they predicted so many people. Like, what they see? I mean, Grand Bahama is slow. If they get a million people, they get a lot of people. So I want to know what they foresee, what investment they foresee that they quote in such numbers.
This tenfold increase requires a significant investment in strategic partnerships. Mm-hmm. And we hope to remain your partner of choice in these initiatives.
You are a partner of choice. We want you to come, but you ain't coming. That's my point.
During the first Trump administration, U.S. officials raised multiple concerns regarding China's involvement in the Caribbean, particularly the Bahamas. Hold on. I just realized what's happening.
What's happening?
These people believe we's Poppy Show.
They don't believe we have sense. That we don't have no gift of discernment, nor that we matured enough to make decisions on our own.
So I remember, like, older people...
But that's okay. No, like, I'm not mad.
You know, government stuff.
But no, see, I don't mind, you know. Once they show, put their monies where their mouth is, we just wait, sit down and wait and say, okay, what y'all gonna do?
In December 2019, Julie Chung, then Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary in the Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs, told the Nassau Guardian, quote, it's not up to us to say what the government of the Bahamas should or should not take from the Chinese in terms of any kind of business or investment or assistance.
Good. That means we ain't got to pay attention.
Quote, that is up to the sovereign decision of the Bahamian government. Stop right there. Pause. That's up to the sovereign decision of the Bahamian people that will be...
Semantics.
Yes. No, it's not semantics. Pause. It'd be relayed to you by the Bahamian government. It's not semantics. Remember? Mm-hmm. The Cooper Bay talking about how the collaboration between the Bahamian government and SpaceX.
We vote the government in to make negotiate on our behalf.
No.
We didn't vote them in to do that.
Was SpaceX in the blueprint for change? Was SpaceX in the blueprint for change?
These things come up.
Like how maritime rape comes up, but apparently it wasn't in the blueprint for change.
Investment and new tourism investments is part of
this is not a tourism investment.
It's not?
No.
That's a new tourism industry.
It is not a new tourism industry.
So we had it before?
It is not a tourism industry.
And now people coming here to see ships.
No, they're not.
They're not people coming out here?
No, people are coming here to be in the Bahamas. And maybe they could see a rocket landing. But you heard what I read from the article last week, the distance that the boundaries, right? There's a boundary line, about something 12 nautical miles or something like that. No. And ain't no cruise ship insurance company letting them come close enough to the landing.
Yacht. We can do the yacht. We have a lot of yachts. But finish reading.
I'm going to change my life from Christ. Since y'all like being scammed, I am going to become a scammer. Miss Nuri, your green light flashing.
Let's go to the caller. We have the whole lot of article to read, but let's go, caller. That's you. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, morning. How you doing?
Doing well.
I want to ask, you have kids, sir?
Too many.
Okay, the reason why I ask, right?
You have any kids? You have any kids?
No.
No?
Oh. No, not biologically, but I look out for someone who...
He's a good man. I appreciate you looking out for other people, other men kids.
But do you think someone will treat their own children better than they treat somebody else's?
You treating other people kids. I mean, we have no kids. No, but I mean, you treating other people kids.
Okay, the reason why I asked that, right?
No, I just trying to go with your flow.
The way I hear Aaron speak about China, and like they have our best interests at heart.
Pause. When you heard me say that?
No, I mean the way you speak about them.
Hold on. In this particular conversation today or just generally?
Just generally.
You hear me talk about... Okay, all right then. Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
You imported a lot into very little, sir.
Go ahead. We just reading articles.
All right. The reason why I ask, because I had this conversation with somebody before about like how they think that China coming here and doing so much is like such a great thing for us. But it comes at a cost. If you look at the way they treat their own citizens, China is what one of the world's leading with the dirtiest air pollution in the world, where their citizens live in. Even in the pandemic, the way they treated their citizens during COVID. Like, do you think that the way they treat their very own citizens, that they're going to leave their country to go out into the world to treat other people better than they treat or have
Let me engage you. Should the Bahamas take investment from any other country besides the United States?
Yeah, they do. But
no, I don't. That's not the question. That was not the question. Should the Bahamas take other investment from any other countries other than the United States? It's just yes or no.
Of course.
So if China wants to invest in the Bahamas, should we take the investment? Yes or no?
You can take investments, but I'm saying you have to make sure it benefits.
And if our government makes sure that it benefits the Bahamas and it says it benefits the Bahamas, should we take it?
I have no problem with that.
So that's the whole conversation right there.
But see, now this is the thing. We have politicians in this country that, I mean, a lack of a better word, that They shady as shady could be.
So you're saying that the politicians are taking from investors, including the United States, but they're shady. So we shouldn't take no investment from nobody because our politicians.
No.
You confusing me.
The only thing we could hope to do is cross our fingers and hope the politicians will have some kind of morals and decency.
So let's conclude that our politicians have morals and decency.
No, we can't do that. No. I mean, I'm almost 50 years old, and from what I could see in politics...
You wanted to cast that aspersion on me?
Thank you very much, caller. It reminds me of when I came across some expats over PI.
Yeah.
And they said the problem with the Bahamas is too many Bahamians living here. If they could get rid of the Bahamians,
it'd be a lot better.
It's a lot better place. Listen, that's what the caller was saying just now.
Remember that by AI?
Yeah, with the boy
AI. He just texted me. He said Bangladesh has the worst air quality in the world according to the Air Quality Index. Other countries with poor air quality include Pakistan, India, Bahrain, Nepal, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, and Kuwait.
United Arab Emirates, too?
That's what it says. I mean, but remember, this is... So the AQI is a metric used to measure air quality. In 2024, Bangladesh had an average AQI of 140, the highest in the world. China is the world's largest emitter of carbon dioxide, major air pollutant. In 2023, China emitted 11,903 million metric tons of CO2, primarily from burning coal and other fossil fuels. I guess the alert. He said somebody got asked, well, what about China? We thought it was China, so he followed up with China.
We can finish reading the article and finish up this conversation. But since United States are offering to help us some more, I say we embrace them. I say we embrace them because we need a new stadium, and we need a stadium in Grand Bahama today. Stop talking and put your money where your mouth is. If you want us to consider you and say you are friends, that means you need to put the bang where the buck is and spend the money.
That's why these women them want that law now, because y'all Bahamian man just prepared to embrace anybody and everybody at any time for any reason.
Americans are our friends. They just need to stop promising things and do. Just do. This talking, this idle talking ain't good.
I imagine,
it ain't good for a white nation. It's not good, it's not attractive.
You could embrace whoever you want, but why you cut your eye at me when you don't embrace me?
I love you, man. We're coming right back. Guided Radio AM.
Johnny boy had to change his ways. Now we business all twist and bent. Johnny can't even pitch a tent, but oh, look, misery. Wherever I meet Johnny, the people of people, they gonna be sorry to see. The great for Johnny and the girl is for me.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's the lottery of love that everybody wins.
I love you.
Everybody Wins is giving away over 100,000 in cash prizes in the Lottery of Love.
I love you.
All February long, every $20 spent, you'll receive a raffle ticket. The more you spend, the more chances to win. And you can be among the 30 winners randomly selected on February 28th to win $10, $20, or even $30,000.
I love you.
It's the Lottery of Love at Everybody Wins. Remember to game responsibly and get ready to win.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, $134.20 a roll. Felt, £15, $16.50, £30, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
They're selling our country, they're selling our land, they're selling our archipelago of sea and sand. Now break down the acronym like you in class. Oh, they're selling our whole country. Ooh, they're selling our heart.
Now I never been down with no OPP. I talk about selling our people's property. Don't know who doing it, so don't round me out.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Our text line is going like crazy. The phone lines are going like crazy. Aaron, we were talking something on the break. And I'm going to allow you to...
Just 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
I was just relaying to Nuri the crime briefing or the Royal Bahamas Police Force post that I read earlier about the officers' commendations for essentially doing their job. And I just wanted to say, marvel at what just conducting regular traffic stops could yield. Imagine if police officers started enforcing traffic in a real substantive way, like in a real way. Then maybe they'd be doing their job all day. Look at God. Anyway, you.
Yes. Let's quickly go to this caller who's waiting now. Go ahead, producer. Pass the caller through. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, the CNRA.
Hello.
You're kind of muffled, but I'm listening.
Hello.
Ooh, you have a bad line, ma'am. We can do it one more time.
Sorry.
Yeah, let me give you the numbers so you can call on another line. Hopefully we can hear you properly because I really want to have you engage in this. The phone numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, 325-4259. That's 325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the Family Islands, it's 242-300-5720. And lady, I pray that you call back. We continue this article. I'm saying that I believe the United States is our friend. I agree with this policy that the United States needs to get in more involved in Caribbean, assisting the Caribbean, have more influence in the Caribbean, but they need to put their money where their mouths are. We had this talk before. And if we need a stadium, and we ask for a stadium, and the stadium ain't getting built, it looks like I got to go to China and get the stadium built.
Could we start it here? Because we read from the article, U.S. Embassy official decries China's malign influence. And you started off this segment just now by saying U.S. are our friends.
They're friends.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they are friends. They also are family.
Yes.
Bahamians built South Florida.
And we have shared beliefs.
We built it, right? Half my family in the States right now. What I would like to stick a pin in, right, is this idea that if you are engaging in critical interrogation, in critique of, say, foreign policy, government policies, foreign government policies, the idea that in your critique you raise something that is negative or detrimental, it means that you hate the entity that you are critiquing. Let's stick a pin there. Saying that you're concerned that the Chinese and the U.S. may be fighting a proxy war in the Bahamas in no way indicates that you hate either the U.S. or China or both.
Can we be friends with both?
Of course we could be friends with both. See, this is us getting caught up in the politics. No, this part is us getting caught up in other people's politics. Of course we could be friends with both. Why would we, a sovereign people, not the government, I don't know what they into, but why would we, a sovereign people, allow a government, which is transient, right? A government's political position to dictate to us how we feel about the people of another country, especially when your government don't even talk to you, when your government don't tell you what their official position is with the U.S. or with China or with the proxy war that they're fighting in your own country.
So you're saying that we need to ignore all these utterances by...
I'm not saying we need to ignore them. What I am saying, and to that caller, I'm far more upset at my government than I will ever be at any U.S. government or Chinese government or Haitian government. I'm far more upset at my government for continuing this petty politics. You don't even allow your people to develop like a mature collective consciousness around foreign policy because you don't ever say anything to them with sense. You fighting a proxy war, like your own government fighting a proxy war in your own country.
Let's go to the caller. Hang up. Should our Minister of Foreign Affairs respond to the Shadi affairs, the U.S. Shadi affairs? No. I say no. So don't get involved with these people. Business. Let no, them people grumble.
The Bahamas government needs to not respond to the Shadi or to China, but to present to the Bahamian people a policy position as to their relationship with the U.S. and with China, and then with the U.S. and China and this proxy war. That's what they have an obligation to do for us, the Bahamian people.
I like that. Let's go to the caller now, because I want to engage with that, but I want to also read into the records some more of this story. Producer, patch the caller through for me, please. Go ahead, caller, Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller, Guardian Radio AM.
Yeah, as usual. Let me ask you a question. If the Bahamas government in bed with China, aren't we in bed with the United States? You expect at one point wanting a game out?
We's a tourism nation. We invite everybody to come into our bed.
You know fully well the U.S. can't stand China more than Minnesota can't stand Pentad. You know that's a lot of hate.
Okay, so watch this.
Where you going?
Watch this. Again, do not let them obfuscate and fool you with that type of language. The U.S. don't hate China. China don't hate the U.S. There is political rhetoric that poor and mediocre politicians spew to distract you, and then there is foreign policy initiatives. If this is an economic proxy war, then you go to the books and detail how much business America is still doing with China.
A lot. That's what
they do a lot of business with China.
They're friends.
But the thing is, they still don't like China.
No. You are allowing yourself to remain in ignorance. Take the feelings out of it. There's no feelings involved. That's the issue.
It's just business.
There's no feelings involved, but they keep us, the people, distracted by perpetuating a petty personal, right? By importing these personal feelings onto it. Oh, you watching Kung Fu movie? You must don't like the U.S. We invite everybody to come in our bed.
Yeah, but the thing is, now it's become an economical war now because of all these tariffs and stuff. So what you think gonna happen to us?
You gonna open up a shipping company in Panama so that you could ship in your goods and bypass the U.S.
and cause a Boston view.
And cause the what?
And cost the boss in a few to find out.
Well, I mean, I appreciate the point you're making there. We need big money to do things like that.
Thank you very much, caller. There is a number of Bahamians who are concerned about this tariff war. And few Bahamians appreciate that tariffs are taxes, and taxes are passed on to the consumer. So technically, we are paying high price. But the countries aren't necessarily paying anything. They just continue to pass on
and collect more
and
tax.
Because
VAT is based on the cost.
We getting punished, or the world getting punished, except the countries they claim to be mad at, because there's no physical punishment, discomfort between the countries at all. Mm-hmm. They have the same relationship as they had before.
Mm-hmm.
This is an economic conversation, and we who import most things need to make a decision on which country is best right now to it from we import from. At the same time,
maybe we would consider that sovereign people create what they value and value what they could create.
Yeah.
Before we start focusing on where we're going to import from.
And especially when the stuff we'll be importing from the United States is made from China anyway. Perhaps we need to, like our Prime Minister, move the middleman. Perhaps that's what the conversation about. This narrative that our Prime Minister is trying to move the middleman. And now the Shadi affairs.
I don't want to speculate. No, I don't want to hear anything from my government until they tell me what happened to the first feed mill, and why the
you're still on the first
feed mill. And why is it that the minister respond? This minister of state for economic affairs came to us to tell us that the second feed mill should be up and running before the end of the year. He said it in January, not December. It's very concerning. I don't hear nothing from my government.
You want me to invite Clay Sweden to come on the radio?
I mean, please do. Absolutely, I would love that.
I can text him and see if he responds.
This is the conversation we're having right now, right? Mm-hmm. This is a conversation we're having right now where people are saying, like, well, what position should the government take, China or the U.S., because whatever decision we take will impact the ability to import, to afford imports, right? One of those imports is eggs. One of those things we're importing is eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to have a whole golden yolk program so nobody could proxy war us on eggs. See, that's the insertion here. The golden yolk program is to make sure that the prices of our eggs are not impacted by China and the U.S. having this economic battle, right?
Mm.
That's what it's for, right? But I'm not worried about China or the U.S. I worried about my government. That's what I worry about.
I understand that. Anything else from the Charity of Shared Fares? Keep China. Go ahead. Where does the next article go?
Well, I mean, this article continues. We really should pick it up. Nassau Guardian, the headline, U.S. Embassy official decries China's, quote, malign influence, close quote. We read from this part. Julie Chung, then Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary in the Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs, told...
You think they chose Chung, Julie Chung, purposely because of her last name? Or just coincidence? Chung,
sorry. No, she's Chinese.
She's
so
Chinese?
She's not a representative from the American government.
She's not an American government?
No, Julie Chung was then Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary in the Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs.
Okay.
So I think she is from the Chinese government.
No problem.
And she says, quote, it's not up to us to say what the government of the Bahamas should or should not take from the Chinese in terms of any kind of business or investment or assistance. Quote, that is up to the sovereign decision of the Bahamian government. That's where we stop.
Uh-huh.
And I say they should replace government with people. What I would say is that in many, many cases, and there's a long history of this, China's role, China's investment, and China's intentions have not been so clear, close quotes. Later that month, the Chinese embassy in Nassau hit back at the American government, accusing, maybe she is?
See?
U.S.
She's not American. Go ahead, finish it.
Accusing it of attempting to, quote, to sabotage China's relationship. And later that month, the Chinese embassy in Nassau hit back at the American government, accusing it of attempting to, quote, to sabotage China's relationship and cooperation, close quotes, with countries like the Bahamas, and launching a, quote, strategy of containment and coercion against China, close quotes. The next segment of the article is called Strengthening Ties. And then there's a second article, the main article, Keep China Coercion at Bay.
So China's coercion, converting us, converted, whatever that verb.
Coercing.
Right? Coercing us.
Coercing.
Coercing us.
You know, like we talk about.
Yeah, I understand what the meaning.
In law, coercion. Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's read that article.
Several members of the U.S. Congress have penned a letter to Secretary of State Marco Rubio. I just never thought we'd be saying that. Urging that a high-level delegation be sent to the 48th regular meeting of the heads of government. I just realized what I was reading.
Go ahead.
I was so busy focused on pronouncing words properly.
Mm-hmm.
Several members of the U.S. Congress have penned a letter to Secretary of State Marco Rubio urging that a high-level delegation be sent to the 48th regular meeting of the heads of government of the Caribbean community.
These people.
Citing the importance of the region for security and economic purposes and the need to prevent coercion by China.
Let them come. I say invite them and let them know what all things we need. Give them a list.
I mean, they didn't want to fancy it up and say for the wealth growth and positive development of the region. They didn't want to send any of those nice languages in there.
Go ahead.
Quote, the regular meeting will provide the United States the opportunity to deepen its commitment to our mutually beneficial diplomatic, energy, economic, and security ties with partners in the Caribbean region. Close quotes, the letter said. First of all, I don't know any Congress people. I want to say that. I don't know anyone.
What about the auntie lady?
I've never met them personally.
What about the auntie lady who's coming?
I don't know anybody named auntie anybody.
The one who we give knighthood to the other day. The black lady. The black lady.
I'm pretending like that never happened. I'm pretending like our prime minister never gave Maxine Waters and Paul Kagame national honors without telling us exactly why.
We plan to give them some more. Don't worry about it.
The Congress people
tell
the Secretary of State
Just
send a delegation to our CARICOM meeting.
Didn't
say you should write and request
invite.
Request an invitation. requesting opportunity to speak
they
to?
They in charge. They know they were just like how they so sound.
What happened? You think we was going to put you all in the room by the door in the metal chair with the hard cloth seat and make you wait?
Wait.
You thought we was going to do that to y'all, eh?
Yeah.
I ain't going to never forget that, Minis. I ain't going to never let them forget what they do to you, Minis, in that room.
There's a couple prime ministers they did it to.
I ain't my
we don't. They took a picture. They mean to take the picture too, you know, yeah. And plastered all over the world.
Yeah.
Look at the Caribbean people wait outside.
The letter was signed by Congressman Joaquin Castro.
Cuban. That sounds Cuban. But go ahead.
I almost fall out of my chair. Joaquin Castro, who's a member of the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on the Western Hemisphere. It seems like England is not the only country dealing with this neo-imperialism. You know, when the enslaved become the masters and they perpetuate the rules of imperialism even better than those who enslaved them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy. Not only Britain have a problem with that. The letter was signed by Congressman Joaquin Castro, who is a member of the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on the Western Hemisphere. Congressman Gregory Meeks, a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Congresswoman Yvette Clark, co-chair of the Congressional Caribbean Caucus, and Congresswoman Stacey Plaskett. See, if she's still Congresswoman, Congresswoman Maxine Waters?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If she insisted, like if she got up and said, I must be on this panel because the Caribbean people are my people.
I'm watching to see if she comes and say that.
Maybe. The members of Congress noted that the Caribbean is, quote, a key pillar of U.S. national security, close quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, as the third border of the United States, the Caribbean plays an indispensable role in addressing regional challenges, from countering illicit drug trafficking to curbing irregular migration and human
smuggling. So the
Caribbean's
the third border, not the Bahamas?
The letters read.
See how we just get absorbed? Once upon a time, the Bahamas was the third border. Now it's the Caribbean.
If only the federal government would lift the prohibition and then remove entirely the demand for illicit narcotics that are shipped through your third border.
Carla, I see you. You can call back when we can come to you right now. Go ahead, Aaron.
Quote, as the third border of the United States, the Caribbean plays an indispensable role in addressing regional challenges from countering illicit drug trafficking to curbing irregular migration and human smuggling, their letter read. Quote, the Caribbean is essential to U.S. trade and energy security, serving as a crucial hub for shipping lanes and a strategic partner in diversifying energy sources. It is a region where the United States remains the number one trading partner and welcomes millions of U.S. citizens annually. Where the U.S. remains the number one trading partner and the region, because they didn't put that part there, welcomes millions of U.S. citizens annually, while a vibrant Caribbean diaspora here in the United States solidifies our economic and cultural bridges.
Let me squeeze this caller in here. They're calling for a while. Producer, pass the call through. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
Good morning, Mr. Newey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, my beloved human.
Good morning.
Now, what you're talking about is the fact that the Americans are now trying to play catch-up with the Chinese, with all their investments within the Caribbean. Remember when Bahama was up on the table, when Prime Minister Perry Christie was seeking a purchaser for Bahama?
Yes, sir.
He went all over America. He followed George Mark Antonis, the former CEO from Atlantis, when he left Atlantis and went into Las Vegas, where he's managing one of the big hotels. And he was trying to get name brand hotels to deal with Bahama. The Americans them didn't bite. But here came the Chinese. And then Sarkis ended up in this debacle that he ended up in. Another point. They dealt with British colonial from the Bahama deal, right? And what the Americans had to do. They moved their embassy from through Queen Street, spent money, and afterwards invested in the new embassy on Shirley Street, right? And my understanding is they don't trust the Chinese because they figured the Chinese set up their listening device in that big British colonial hotel, which is higher than
the speculating man.
Old American embassy to Queen Street. So they were forced to spend money to relocate. See, this big diplomatic thing is what we caught up in. But that's how valuable we are. That's why they got a new embassy, so their signals or whatever couldn't be hacked or blocked, like how things happened in Cuba with that micro thing what they were doing with the people them who started to get sick in Cuba.
Go ahead. Americans
and all these people, and they ain't figured out yet. Yeah. So they playing catch up. The Chinese does this stuff. They've been doing it. You know, the Chinese have a 100-year plan in advance. They invest this everywhere, Caribbean, Africa, and put their monies all over the place. So the Americans are playing catch-up, and now they're trying to tell the Caribbean, see what they're saying? The Caribbean nations, they want to go now and play an integral role in the Caribbean meeting, right? So who's to say we are coerced? Yeah, we choose to partner with them. They give us money for stadium. They do this all around the world. That's how the Chinese do it. So don't blame us. We just need to keep eyes open. We have to learn to remember these things. See, that's what you do. Pay attention to what happened years before, follow it, and everything. Can't blame the Chinese. You all have a nice
day. Thank you very much, Cole. Aaron, I believe you have the last word.
I just saw this headline. Oh, yeah, ni hao. And howdy. Right, I like all.
Yeah.
My political critique is not an indication of how I feel about the people of a particular country. We need to become a little more savvy in our interrogation and don't let politicians spin narratives that are politically expedient. Also, Nuri, maybe tomorrow we talk about this headline. Government agencies defaulted on multi-million NIB debts.
Yes, I don't understand that at all.
I mean, I understand it. I just can't understand it.
I just don't understand it at all. But we could interrogate that. Maybe the whole show do that. I can promise that. This has been Guardian Radio AM. This is CTA Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green.
Like, who like Kung Fu movie and cowboy movie?
I love Kung Fu movie.
And so when they did Shanghai Noon,
That was a good fit.
Kung Fu and country.
And especially Western? When Jackie Chan looked so Native American. I said, this is the same people. Just one more yellowish. Yeah.
And then Chris Tucker too.
No, Chris Tucker didn't.
They did. No. I don't know where
Chris Tucker look African.
I don't know where you'd be studying.
No, he look African.
I don't know how you could say Diop is your cousin.
Diop look like me.
How you could say Diop is your cousin and you ain't never.
But Diop look like me. We could see the relations.
You see what he say?
But what Diop say?
Say the Africans was there long before.
Yeah, Diop didn't make no sense to him. Anyway. This is Guardian Radio AM. Tomorrow is another day. Have a beautiful day, Bahamas. Bye-bye. I now go and read between the lines. It starts with I, you and I. It starts with you and I. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.